Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, the 11th of October, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Russian missile attacks struck civilian infrastructure in cities across Ukraine yesterday in the worst barrage of shelling since the start of the invasion in February. During the busy morning commute, dozens of missiles and drones tore into Ukraine's capital Kyiv and other cities across the country, including Kharkiv in the east, Lviv and Zhytomyr in the west, Dnipro and Kremenchuk in central Ukraine, and Zaporizhia in the south. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said the attacks were timed to kill civilians headed to school and work and damage Ukraine's power grid, leaving residents without power or heat. At least 14 people have been confirmed dead and a further 97 injured in the strikes, according to comments made Monday evening by Ukraine's Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky. Earlier in the day, Russian President Vladimir Putin said in a televised speech that the strikes on Ukrainian cities were a response to Saturday's attack on the Kerch Strait Bridge, linking the illegally occupied Crimea to Russia. Putin threatened more attacks in the future if Ukraine hit Russian land. The international community has been swift to condemn yesterday's attacks, with U.S. and EU leaders reaffirming their support for Ukraine in the face of Russian brutality and terror. In a statement issued by the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden pointed to the Russian attacks as proof of the utter brutality of Putin's illegal war against the Ukrainian people. Biden went on to promise that the attacks would only further strengthen the U.S. commitment to support the Ukrainian people, vowing to hold Putin and Russia accountable for their atrocities and war crimes and deliver the support needed by the Ukrainian forces to defend their country and their freedom. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen wrote that she was shocked and appalled by the vicious attacks on Ukrainian cities, promising the EU would stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes, with all the means that we have. In response to mounting Russian defeats and losses, Russian President Vladimir Putin named General Sergei Sorovikin as the new overall commander for forces in Ukraine. The appointment, announced by the Russian Defense Ministry on Saturday, marks Moscow's third senior military appointment in the space of a week after a series of setbacks in the military campaign in Ukraine. Sorovikin previously commanded a division stationed in Chechnya in 2004 and was awarded a medal for his service in Syria in 2017. According to reports by monitoring agency Human Rights Watch, Russian forces under his command in Syria were directly responsible for bombing homes, schools, healthcare facilities, and markets, the places where people live, work, and study. General Armageddon, as he is known, apparently wasted no time taking advantage of his current promotion, with one former Russian defense official interviewed by The Guardian saying he was not surprised by Monday's attacks in Ukraine, as Sorovikin is absolutely ruthless, with little regard for human life. Captain Kristina Choinovska-Liskevich, a world-renowned sailor and shipbuilding engineer who passed away last year in Gdańsk, was honored with a memorial plaque in Gdynia over the weekend. Choinovska-Liskevich made history as the first woman to complete a solo journey around the world on a sailing yacht, a feat which earned her membership in the Elite Explorers Club in New York and a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records. From 1976 to 1978, she sailed over 31,000 nautical miles alone on board the yacht Mazurek, a custom-built yacht designed and built in Poland by her husband. According to author Paulina Reiter, a biography of Captain Choinovska-Liskevich is due to be published next year, with the title as yet unknown.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny with a few clouds in the afternoon and a gentle breeze from the west. Temperatures will peak around a high of 14 degrees centigrade or 57 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 8 degrees centigrade or 46 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for some rain returning on Friday or Saturday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.